Basically, we are now called off. We temporarily suspended the planned peaceful assembly, which was scheduled for April 12, 2013. It was due to several pleas from the diplomatic missions in Liberia, the Liberia Council of Churches in Liberia, the Traditional Council in Liberia, civil society organization, youth community, and that of the student community that have pleaded with us. And having listened to them, I think it's our moral responsibility to give them the benefit of the doubt that they will prevail on the government and people of Liberia to do the right thing.
You had given the government 7 counts proposal, and you had said that you wanted the government to at least meet or implement 3 out of those 7 proposals. Could you tell me what those proposals or suggestions were?
One of the demands has to do with the fight against corruption. When Madam Celie took over this country in 2006, she said corruption would be her number one enemy. But right now, as we speak, we see individuals that have helped to corrupt the system. They are not being prosecuted. We are saying, Madam President, if you are fighting corruption, let there be no selective justice.
Okay, let me ask you, because there are people who are saying that you and the other organizers were prepared to use innocent Liberian lives for your own selfish gains, because there's information out there that perhaps you guys call off this planned protest because the government paid you money.
No, let me be very frank. In the first place, why would people perceive us to say we receive money from the government when the very government accused us of being supported by other political actors in this country, when we refuse to back that to them? Because initially they told us, gentlemen, don't forget about this. We said we want a significant commitment, and we will not back down. When we demonstrate a high level of commitment, persistency, and consistency to hold this government feet on the fire to do the right thing, government said that indeed we were being supported by other forces from outside. Why is it now that people are saying the very government that accused us of being supported by external forces that we receive money from them? We are saying that statement is from the belly of the devil. It has no iota of truth. It's only intended to destroy our impeccable character that we have built over the years. For us, we are clear. If this thing was for money, we would not have reached this far.